There are a few scenes in the Torah more tragic, more painful, which elicits greater sympathy amongst the reader than Moshe Rabbeinu's lonely moments, pleading desperately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be granted entry into a land he lovingly and wistfully dreamed of and shepherded a people towards for 40 years, but was deterred from entering. Most of the drama surrounding this ban was detailed in the end of Bamidbar, and certainly the textual pivot is Moshe Rabbeinu's omission at Mei Meriva. It wasn't a crime of commission, but Moshe Rabbeinu yan lo hakdisheni, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't seize or exploit the opportunity, realize the opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. But the Medrash in Veschanan is replete with ulterior reasons for Moshe's burial in Chutz Laaretz. And certainly, we appreciate and almost expect ulterior reasons, because the sin of omission at Mei Meriva, to our eyes, doesn't seem to be so criminal or so severe as to warrant such a crushing and brutal, or not brutal, but brutal from an emotional standpoint for Moshe. So there's a fascinating medrash which casts or frames Moshe's burial in Chutz Laaretz as having less to do with his crime and more to do with a future calling. It's a medrash which appears in Tanhuma. It appears also in Medrash Rabbah. I'm on the road, so I don't have the Sfarim in front of me. I just have a little excerpt that I was able to find from Medrash Tanhuma. O mipnei ma nikbar Moshe b'Chutz Laaretz. Why was he buried in Chutz Laaretz? Well, he was buried in Chutz Laaretz because of Mei Meriva, because of his sin. Evidently, there's another reason, unless perhaps the Medrash is discriminating between the reason he didn't enter alive, and that was a punishment for Mei Meriva, and the reason his body wasn't buried. After all, he could have been punished by not entering, but his body could have been buried along with Yosef HaTzadik's body. So it could be the Medrash is adding a reason, it could be the Medrash is delineating and discriminating between the ban on Moshe during his life and the inability for his body to be buried. Either way, why doesn't he enter the land, at least to be buried? Moshe Rabbeinu will herald, will beckon, will launch Tchias HaMesim from Chutz Laaretz. Tchias HaMesim in Chutz Laaretz is vastly different than Tchias HaMesim in Eretz Yisrael, which is why for so many centuries, even Jews, who were deprived the right to live in their homeland, desired and yearned for burial in the homeland. Tchias HaMesim in Chutz Laaretz is a more complicated and challenging process. This Medrash has Moshe Rabbeinu rallying those who are buried outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael and enabling them to return to Eretz Yisrael. This is an important Medrash about Tchias HaMesim, but that's not the conversation or the topic of this shiur. What is striking is as follows, that in the pantheon of values, Am Yisrael is more important than Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe serves Am Yisrael at the cost of entering Eretz Yisrael. In today's conversation, especially in Israel, many students of Rav Kook, or many students who are associated with that Merkaz Rav Kook organization or franchises of yeshivos, view Eretz Yisrael, Toras Yisrael, and Am Yisrael as an indistinguishable triangle, three different points, three different axis points, all of which have equal importance and cannot be separated or cannot be in any way sequenced or prioritized. It's a triangle. My Rebbe Rav Amital, and I think many people in what is now known in Israel as more of a Gush camp amongst the Dati Lumi world, is known as the Gush camp because many people see the values of that world as a little bit different in certain areas than the world of Rav Kook in the Dati Lumi world. There's no, obviously, contentiousness or strife, but just differences of opinion about the role of Western values and thought and the role of women's learning and some other important issues of politics and land. But one of the issues is, and Rav Amital told us, there are three values and they all are supremely important and they're all interconnected, but they are sequenced based on the chronology. On Tesvav Nisan, the Jewish people emerged as a nation. That is the supreme value. On Vav Sivan, we received Torah. That is the next most important value. And 40 years later, we marched into Israel, and that is the third most important value. Now, obviously, they're deeply, deeply intertwined. But if, in theory, a compromise has to be made for a particular value on behalf of a more cardinal value, that is an important compromise. And in the conversation of the 80s and 90s, Rav Amital was therefore willing, when it was still feasible, to consider exchanging land for peace if he felt that it would be even forfeiting part of our rights to Israel on behalf of Am Yisrael, if you thought that would serve Am Yisrael's diplomatic, military, security needs. In theory, and this is of course something drawn from the world of Hasidus, Am Yisrael is more important than Taras Yisrael, and our commitment to Am Yisrael must come at a cost sometimes of our own commitment to Talmud Torah, and this is certainly something which is a powerful strain in the Hasidic Welt. It's also something which we feel in the Dati Lomi world very powerfully. There's no question that some of our service for Am Yisrael comes at deep, deep cost to our Talmud Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu sets the template to serve Am Yisrael, even at the cost of Eretz Yisrael. And of course, this serves not just as a template, but as a very, very direct and compelling metaphor and source of inspiration for many people who never live in Israel and many people who never make it to Israel, but serve in their life, not just in their death during resurrection, but in their life, serve to rally Jews in Chutz Laaretz at a great personal cost. For some people, it's a choice. For some people, they would rather live in Israel, but they feel so compelled to use their incredible talents to serve Am Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in their lives, in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu was intended to serve in his death. So it's an extremely important portrait of Moshe Rabbeinu's ban of entering Eretz Yisrael, and it reminds us, in theory, of the ordination of different values rather than the triangulation of different values. And number two, of course, it serves, I think, as a source of reinforcement and, to a degree, consolation for those who are, sometimes feel frustrated by their calling outside of the land of Israel, to realize that Moshe Rabbeinu paid that ultimate price.